Today is child dedication. Child dedication is a very old tradition. It goes back to when God gave the law to the Jewish nation in the book of Exodus. And if we turn to Exodus chapter 13, verse 2, there we will read the beginning of it. In Exodus 13, verse 2, it says, "Consecrate to me all the firstborn, whatever opens the womb, among the children of Israel, both of man and beast, it is mine." And the Bible tells us of some of these dedications, like the one when Hannah brought Isaiah to the temple Samuel, to present him. In 1 Samuel 1, verse 24, we read, "Now when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, with three bulls, one ephah of flour, and a skin of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young." Also, when Joseph and Mary brought Jesus into the temple, if you turn with me to Luke 2, verses 22 to 24, there we read that account. It seems like they did it really quick after he was born, but it's really not. There was a passage of time, a month or so. And it says in verse 22, "Now when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were completed, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons." So we as Christians dedicate our children to the Lord because we recognize that children are a precious gift to us from God. God commands parents to bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. It says that in Ephesians 6, verse 4. This is a great privilege and also a great responsibility. As a matter of fact, I believe it's the most important work in the entire world, shaping a young life. No one should attempt it without much prayer and reliance on the Lord through the power of the Holy Spirit. Turn with me to Psalm 127, verses 3 to 5. Psalm 127, verses 3 to the first part of verse 5. It says there, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them." We as your church family wish you much joy and blessing as you begin this most important part of your life. God bless you and your family. Matthew 19, verses 13 to 15. "Then little children were brought to him that he might put his hands on them and pray. But the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, 'Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of heaven.'"